Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
The high school football world as we knew it has been turned up on its head after last Friday night. Valdosta upsets Lee. Richmond Hill upsets Glen Academy. And that's pretty noteworthy because those two regions are going to match up in the playoffs. By the way, this is Jason Bishop Show. Jason Bishop along with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls eventually, 912-275-7017. If you miss any of the show, you'll be able to stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Advanced Rehab, who, by the way, student-athletes, Advanced Rehab, will give you a physical and then tell you what you need to improve upon once you take that physical. Jessup Furniture and Catch 228, the host of the Glen Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock at Catch 228. Going to be an interesting coaches show with Coach Hidalgo. We'll have him on as well. Coach Sean Pender will join us here in studio later in the show.
Just last night, the Glen Academy game, you had a doubleheader out the stadium last night. Glen kicked off at 6. Brunswick High kicked off at 9:01, by the way. And it's been a long time since high school football game. You get wrapped up and get off the air around midnight. But just did not see Richmond Hill coming in here and beating Glen Academy last night. Apparently, nobody in this entire county did. But it happened. And then Brunswick... Got to give a shout out to my Pirates today. Nobody was harder on my Pirates last week than I was. You know, we were just beaten in that city championship game last week. Pretty soundly, I think. And then we come back this week. Wagons are circled, banged up, beat up, left for dead, Brunswick High Pirates, and we find a way to beat Effingham 49-28. We were banged up. Stevens was on one leg. Sherrod Frazier didn't play. Sean Ward didn't play. We had guys like Jagarian Marcus that was just unsung hero, recovering onside kicks, making tackles, kickoffs, making huge sacks when we needed it. Just had people step up when we needed them to step up.
When Kip says we, he means the Brunswick High Pirates.
The Brunswick High Pirates, baby. We.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Some other scores from around the area. Obviously, Brunswick wins last night 49-28 against Effingham. McIntosh County Academy officially eliminated from the playoffs. Mathematically, they cannot get in. They were losers to Calvary Day, 21-14 at home. Lowndes put 52 on the Wildcats in Kingsland. I didn't think that I would ever live to see the day where someone would go to Chris Gilman and put 52 on Camden. I have lived to see it.
Glenn went down there and put 56 on them last year.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah.
Bacon, losers to Benedictine, 47-13. Colquitt is downed by Tift County, 38-35. Northside Warner Robins loses to Coffee, 14-12. Wayne beats New Hampstead, 52-16. Ware blows out South Effingham, 35-3. And the other one that put the region up on its head, Valdosta upsets the number one team in 6A, Lee County, 31-28. To give Valdosta the inside track to win the region.
Yeah, who saw that coming
Good
2 weeks
Lord.
Ago? That's crazy. Any Friday night, anything can happen, and we have seen that go down. Frederica last night did not play but won the region championship.
Yep. So basically Edmund Burke, who had upset Frederica last week, if Edmund Burke won last night, the region was theirs. And they didn't do it. They got upset by Trinity Christian. And so Frederica gets in as a number one seed, and they will be hosting Tift Area Academy Friday night, this coming Friday, in the first round of the GISA playoffs. A lot of high expectations around those Frederica Academy nights. The word state championship has been more than whispered over on St. Simon's Island in the GISA.
They got a shot, you know, in the playoffs now. It just matters. You just basically got to get in. And then when you get in, you just have to win every week. They got a pretty good shot. They got athletes. When you get athletes like they have in space, then anything can happen come playoff time.
There's one thing they are loaded with over there is athletes in the GISA. I think they probably have the two best players in the GISA, both playing in green and white.
They have some skilled players, that is for sure.
Okay, so let's come back to the Glenn Academy Richmond Hill game. How in the world, that's the question, right? How in the world does Glenn Academy lose at home to Richmond Hill? Here's how. Number one, Glenn Academy coming off the Brunswick High win, I'm sure the kids were very focused the fact that they beat Brunswick High instead of being focused on the Richmond Hill game at practice, number one. Number two, the last 4 years since Rocky Hidalgo has been at Glenn, they have won, and they have won on a huge state level. I believe that last night, Glenn Academy went into that game, the kids went into that game thinking, we're Glenn Academy, you're not. You're not on the same level that this program is. All we have to do is show up. Yeah. And that didn't happen. Number three, you had a 6 o'clock start, so the kids weren't even really focused on the game. And of course, you've got Camden, which is a huge rivalry game looming on a Thursday night this coming week. So I don't think that one kid was really focused on the Richmond Hill Wildcats, and Richmond Hill, number four, is a good football team.
They're a good football team. I talked to Coach Hidalgo out at the Glenn Academy ninth grade game on Thursday because my daughter's a cheerleader at Glenn Academy, and he was concerned about Richmond Hill. He was concerned about the football game. He said Richmond Hill had some players, and if they came in there and didn't play like they could play, Richmond Hill was going to beat them. He told me that flat out on Thursday afternoon, and, man, he was correct.
We're going to have, again, Coach Hidalgo and Coach Pender join us later in the show. We will get one of them to answer the question because, look, here's the scenario. Richmond Hill now has the inside track to win the region championship, and next week Brunswick will be traveling to Richmond Hill, and if Brunswick beats the Wildcats, then it creates a three-way tie between Richmond Hill, Glenn Academy, and Brunswick High. And to my understanding, what happens then, the tiebreaker goes to point differential between the three teams. And so we'll get one of the coaches to kind of iron all this out for us. But if I'm right, which happens a lot, if I'm right, if Brunswick goes to Richmond Hill and beats the Wildcats by 14 points or more, Brunswick is your number one seed and region champ.
We'll get that sorted out. You're right a lot. Auburn was going to go blow LSU out last week in Baton Rouge.
I know, I called it. Yep.
You said that. Yep.
Again, man, I've got a book.
You're correct.
That's like 4 feet wide of times that I've been right. I write them down every time.
I know.
Every time.
I know you do. But Glenn Academy, Glenn just didn't look good on offense last night. You can't say, you just got to be blunt about it. Glenn's defense played good enough for them to win, but their offense, they stayed down on the south end of town.
Man, I think it also causes a little bit of concern if you're a Glenn Academy fan because that's the third time this year that you've played a good football team. Now, granted, you know your offense looked good against Ware, your offense looked good against Brunswick, but that's the third time this season that your offense against a good football team, Benedictine, Tift, and now Richmond Hill, your offense didn't do anything to help you. That's the third time this season that's happened.
They just, you know, they'll rebound. They got Camden this week, and they'll get better. They'll get healthy against Camden.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and one of my favorite segments of the week, because you just never know what kind of things are going to come out of Jason Bishop's mouth, the Week in Review.
And here we go. The NBA season has started, and no one took a knee during the national anthem. Why? Because NBA players aren't selfish. Cubs, way to show some fight in elimination game. 11-1? Good Lord. Weren't the Yankees supposed to be eliminated weeks ago? Georgia, Florida, 1 week. Marshawn Lynch, get off the stuff, dude. Falcons, Patriots, rematch. Falcons, if you get up by 28 points, let's keep throwing it. That worked out really well the first time. Packers minus Aaron Rodgers equals 6-10. LeVar Ball, I don't recall Michael Jordan only scoring 3 points. Ever. Auburn, what the hell happened to you against LSU? Hashtag overrated. USC, Notre Dame, nothing on the line. You're both irrelevant. October sightings of Clayton Kershaw. LeBron says he will get in better shape. Does that include his hairline? Walking Dead, season premiere, Sunday night. Don't call or text me. You will be ignored. And these are my thoughts.
So you're a big Walking Dead fan?
Yeah, man.
So you watch it every Sunday, huh?
Every Sunday, dude. It's my house game. Like, we don't watch a lot of TV. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, we'll watch a game or two, which is kind of, it's counterproductive considering that I'm a sports guy, but we really just, we don't watch a lot of games. We don't watch a lot of TV, period. You know, on Saturdays, I'll watch two or three college football games, and that's about the extent of my television watching throughout the week.
I'll probably watch a little football today. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see.
Yep. I don't watch football on Sundays at all, and I haven't been doing that for several weeks.
I'm kind of one of these red zone guys. I never sit down and watch a game anymore. If I watch NFL, it'll be NFL red zone.
Let's do the college football picks. You want to do them?
Sure.
Because we've got a jam-packed show, so we've got to really try and squeeze everything we can here.
Not to brag, but man, I drill you every cotton picking week, and this is crazy. I'll just blow you out every week. It's crazy.
Dude, I've been keeping up with it. Like, I've got a 10-game lead on you.
Okay. All right, Oklahoma State at Texas. Texas is one of these teams, man, where...
Hold on. They're saying they want to... Yeah, that's what they wanted to do.
They want to do Oklahoma State at Texas.
Slow down.
I have no confidence in Texas. I'm going to take Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. Maryland at 5, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Syracuse at Miami. I don't have this circled yet. Syracuse could give Miami trouble, but I'll take the Canes at home.
Well, Miami continues to stay undefeated, and by the skin of their teeth, they win this football game.
Indiana at Michigan State.
I'm going to say this game's close. I wouldn't be shocked if Indiana pulled an upset here. Mm.
Central Florida at Navy. Could be a tough game.
I'm taking Navy.
Okay, I'll take Central Florida. North Carolina at Virginia Tech. North Carolina is a dumpster fire, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech, Tennessee at Alabama. Pick your score.
I've never, in the third Saturday in October, the name of this rivalry. Tennessee's a 34.5-point underdog in this game. Fire Butch Jones tomorrow morning, Vol Nation. He's got to go.
What's the over-under that... What's the line that Alabama covers 34.5 points against Tennessee? Let's put a line on that.
I'll say, the line is they'll cover. I'll say 55-7.
Oklahoma at Kansas State. I don't think Kansas State's very good. Oklahoma on the road gets the win.
They're trying to come back. South Florida at Tulane. I'll take South Florida. I mean, they have probably the weakest schedule in the country.
They're going to mess around and end up in the college football playoffs. South Florida is.
And then I hope they play Georgia.
Me too. 24 LSU at Ole Miss. Don't do it, man.
Ole Miss circled, but I just couldn't pull the trigger on it, man. I'm going to take LSU.
LSU gets the win. Number 19, Michigan at Penn State. If Michigan had a quarterback, I might be tempted to pick Michigan here. Jim Harbaugh's not playing quarterback there. So yeah, I'm going to take Penn State.
This is why they brought Jim Harbaugh to Michigan. For games like this, they're going to Happy Valley today. And Michigan somehow, some way, is going to beat the overrated Penn State Nittany Lions.
Who's playing quarterback for them?
It don't matter. They can bring whoever. They can bring Tom Brady back. I don't know. They're going to beat Elvis Gerback. It doesn't matter. They're going to beat Penn State today.
I'm impressed with the Elvis Gerback reference.
You like that?
Yeah, I did. I did a lot. Yep. 21, Auburn at Arkansas. Auburn struggles but wins.
Auburn.
Number 11, USC at 13, Notre Dame.
I had somebody in the studio trying to tell me if USC, this would be an upset if Notre Dame beat USC. Notre Dame's going to beat USC in South Bend today. Notre Dame's a good football team.
But let's do the math here about the upset. USC is 11, but Notre Dame is 13th, so Notre Dame is the lower-ranked team. So if Notre Dame wins, that's an upset.
Notre Dame is favored.
This is my upset pick of the week, Notre Dame over USC.
Pick. Okay.
They're 13th.
Okay, West Virginia at Baylor. I'll take West Virginia, but I think it'll be close.
Kansas at TCU, I'll go with the Horned Frogs.
Yeah, big.
Colorado at Washington State. By the way, we have to play the Greenscapes. Landscape and Design, Sound of the Week, Mike Leach after they lost Arizona State. I'll take Washington State in this game.
Me too.
All right. Transition to the SEC, Idaho at Mizzou.
Missouri will probably score 80 points today against Idaho and win.
Big game in the SEC, especially if you're a Georgia fan. Kentucky goes to Starkville, Mississippi State. If Mississippi State wins this game, Georgia has a 2-game lead over everybody in the division, period. I'm going to take Mississippi State to do that.
I'm going to take Mississippi State at home just simply because they're at home and it's not basketball season. Kentucky just doesn't win on the road hardly in the SEC.
Louisville at Florida State. Florida State needs this win, and I think they get it.
I'm going to pick Louisville. I don't know why, but Louisville's burnt me a couple of times this year, and they'll probably burn me again today.
Pitt at Duke.
I'm going to take Pitt.
Boston College at Virginia.
I'll take Virginia.
Wake Forest at Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
Yep, Georgia Tech. Okay, in the Sun Belt, Troy at Georgia State.
Troy.
I'll go Troy. Georgia Southern at UMass.
Georgia Southern is a dumpster fire too. They got to make some changes up there. I'll take UMass.
UMass, man. I've got Georgia Southern circled, but I'm going to change my mind right here and take UMass. The Southern Conference, Mercer at Furman.
Furman.
Yeah, Furman's going to win that game. In the MEAC, Savannah State at Charleston Southern.
Charleston Southern.
And in the Big South, Gardner Webb taking on my Kennesaw State Owls.
I'll take Kennesaw.
You're taking who?
Kennesaw.
I'll take the Owls as well.
And so, getting back though, but this probably the marquee game of the day. Is there a marquee game of the day in college football? USC and Notre Dame?
That's probably it.
And that's at night too. So,
Well, listen, while we got a minute, let's do this. Let's play the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. So this is Mike Leach. After they lost to Arizona State last week.
Mike, what were they doing to allow them to get 7 sacks of Luke today?
Well, I respectfully decline to answer that at the risk of getting a public reprimand or fine. So any questions about them, I really don't plan to answer. Again, I respectfully decline to answer the question on the grounds that I may get a public reprimand or get fined.
That's good.
What kind of adjustments did your defense make in terms of ASU operating out of the Wildcat formation, especially after the big run by Balazs?
Again, I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I might get fined or publicly reprimanded.
Coach, I probably get the same answer here, but what did Graham have to say afterward?
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
That's good.
Mike Leach is probably at least one of the 3 best press conferences in all of college football. Every week, you've got to watch any press conference he does. You just don't ever know.
Coach, they sacked your quarterback 7 times. I respectfully decline to answer that question.
T-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut calves, banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com. Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Just when it looked like the Terriers had taken control of the region, they get upended by Richmond Hill 12-7. The loss drops the Terriers to 2nd in the region. Meanwhile, Brunswick wins in a shootout over Effingham 49-28. Brunswick can pull themselves into a 3-way tie for 1st in the region with a win over Richmond Hill next week. MCA is officially eliminated from the playoffs, losing 21-14 to Calvary Day. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
Joining us now via the pristine water landline is the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem.
All right, Coach. Well, you know, I've got to imagine probably a frustrating loss for you last night, 12-7 against Richmond Hill. Coach, it looked like your offense really, really struggled. How was practice leading up to that Richmond Hill game?
We struggled in practice on Monday and Tuesday. Monday was probably the worst offensive practice we've had of the year. We talked to the kids about taking their, you know, you got to get over winning the beating Brunswick, and we got to focus on this game and just mentally. Well, I don't think we, you know, and it, honestly, it wasn't just our offense. I think it was all three phases. We missed too many tackles, missed the line a ton in the first half on things we had worked on defense. It was a team effort. I don't think our focus and the energy level, we were flat. Emotionally, I don't think we were ready to play the game. And it really showed. It's, you know, from my perspective, very disappointed, in our program. We should have performed better than that. It's probably the worst game I've coached the worst loss I've had as a head football coach. Honestly, I'm really disappointed in how we came out and prepared and how we played.
Coach, we spoke on Thursday out at the ninth grade game, and I could tell by talking to you that you were concerned about Richmond Hill. They've got some players. Number 10, that receiver they have, he's a pretty dynamic player, isn't he?
He's a good player. They've got good skill on the perimeter. I think we had about 7 pass interference calls, and I don't think that is necessarily what lost the game for us. That's all on us. You know, I was really frustrated with the officiating that they let them push off on the comeback and they were allowed to push off, but we weren't allowed to push back. I just felt like they didn't let us play on defense in that respect. But that didn't do it. I mean, we had 40 some odd plays on offense. We had about 9 bad snaps. We fumbled the ball 4 times, threw an interception, had multiple missed assignments by the offensive line, 3 procedure penalties. When you go back and look at our offensive snaps, we had 40-some-odd offensive snaps. Half of them we had an execution error on it. And you can't – we preach to the kids all week long, we have to play well on offense. Have to play well on offense. We cannot hang the defense out to dry. And we didn't do it. And it was a group effort. It was a group effort from – there's no one person. It was just all in all. We didn't compete at practice on Monday and Tuesday. We preached to the kids about it, and we went out and laid a giant egg last night.
Coach, there was a play that really stuck out in my mind. You're talking about the flags that came out. Marvin Dallas was covering the number 10 receiver for you guys, and the 10 receiver ran a little button hook, and the ball came out, and Dallas had the route covered up. He was literally standing in front of number 10, and 10 took his hand on Marvin Dallas's shoulder pads with the ball in the air and literally forced Marvin Dallas to the ground. And then caught the pass, and a flag came out, and they flagged Marvin Dallas for pass interference, defensive pass interference. And I thought to myself, wow, if that continues, there's no way that Glenn's defense is going to be able to be physical with these receivers. Is that part of what happened last night, the inability for your defensive backs to get physical with those receivers? Because flags were flying all over the place with any kind of touching.
Well, to be honest with you, I think we only gave up 12 points defensively. But we had 2 pass interference calls on the game-winning touchdown drive last night. One of them was on 3rd and 12, I believe. The other one was on 2nd and 13. That was frustrating for us. I don't think that's what lost the game. Us offensively just dribbling down our leg on offense and an inability to come in and execute the offense. I mean, we had multiple times where we ran gap schemes and we didn't block the nose guard. And that's something we've done since day one. And that the center, quarterback center exchanges, the offside penalties, 4 times we had a 3rd and 2 and we don't block the five technique, or third and one, we don't block the five technique and have to punt the football. So there's multiple chances in there. That was really frustrating, the way they call the game, and it, specifically it was one official, I think, called seven pass interference calls, which that was, you know, I've never seen that in a game, I'll be honest with you. I've never seen that. I felt like they let them push off on us on the comeback route, and if we put any hands on them, we got a pass interference call. So, you know, but even bigger than that, there was a fumble in the game where we obviously recovered the fumble. We were laying on the fumble. They dive on top of the kid and get their hands on it at the bottom of the pile. As it happened, they called dual possession, gave it back to the offense. So, I mean, there were some things, but that didn't lose the game for us. Our preparation and the way we practiced on Monday and Tuesday lost the game for us because we weren't mentally prepared. We have got to grow up. We've got to have some maturity. Understand that nobody's just going to bow down because we throw a red jersey out there. And this was frustrating on my end.
Coach, there were some positives. I mean, your red zone defense, again, was pretty good last night for the second week in a row against teams that can score a lot of points. You only gave up 12 points on defense. They got down there. They spent the whole second half in your territory and missed some field goals, and you've been a little bit, but you didn't break. You had to be pleased with that.
You know, in some ways I was, but I think we had too many misalignments. If we go back and look at the tape, we misaligned on the defensive line consistently all night long, and too many missed tackles. We missed tackles on situations that led to first downs, allowed them to drive the ball. But, you know, we were in that situation because we were repeatedly three and out offensively because we were making errors. And you can't do that against good football teams. You know, you can't just go out there and play on one side of the football and leave your defense, hang your defense out to dry repeatedly because you're making mental mistakes on the offensive side of the ball.
This segment brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Express Lube, and Alan David Tucker. Once again, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Joining us via the Pristine Water landline is the head coach of the Glen Academy Red Terrors, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Okay, Coach, so, all right, disappointing loss. We know now you guys, you were in control of the region. Now it's just kind of up in the air. So where does your team go from here?
We're going to go play Camden next week, and we're going to play Bradwell after that. I don't care about tiebreakers. I don't care about any of that stuff. I'm not interested in talking about it. I want my kids to show up and practice like it's important to them on Monday to get ready to beat Camden County. That's the only thing. I can't worry about any of that stuff. All we can do is focus on us. We screwed the pooch in terms of region championships and all that stuff. Whatever happens, happens. I can't do anything about that. But we got to go fix our problems, and our problems are being mature enough and having the mental discipline to show our butts up on Monday and practice football like the Friday night or the Thursday night game this week is really, really important, which it is.
Coach, is it safe to say that Monday afternoon on the south end of town is going to be pretty intense?
It's not even about that. It's about just showing up and doing what you know, you don't have to go beat the kids up because of this. But what they have to understand is this is a learning opportunity. What really, really stinks about this is a learning opportunity that we didn't need. And you know, hopefully we've learned our lesson that practice is important. And if we haven't, we're not going very far whether we get in the playoffs or not. Because you have to play well in the playoffs week after week after week. You have to practice well week after week after week. And so I'm not interested in going to beat the kids up, but we've got to go learn from this and go to practice. And we need some of our kids to show up on Monday and grow up a little bit and grow up a little bit and compete every day and understand that even though they're starting at a position, that doesn't mean that we can't continue to get better. And that's something we preach to our kids all the time. And unfortunately, that message didn't get through because we went out and laid a colossal egg last night.
Coach, we'd like to thank you for your time joining us again. The Pristine Water landline is the head coach of the Glen Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30, live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights! Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. We were planning on having Coach Sean Pender of the Brunswick High Pirates in studio for this segment. He's running a little late. We're going to get him in next segment. So this segment, we will take your calls if you want to call in, 912-275-7017. This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown, Big City Cleaners, and Nat's Landing. And, of course, Nat's Landing, the host of the Frederica Academy Show, who have made the playoffs as the number one seed in their region, and they will host Tift Area Academy in the first round in the Bloody Marsh Friday night on St. Simon's.
You know, one of the things, Jason, I appreciate about our local high school football coaches is...
Oh, I thought you were going to say one of the things that you appreciated about me. I was about to get all...
About our local coaches. Now, when things are going well, they do. They handle themselves really well. But when there's criticism and accountability to be had, both of these, all three of these local high school football coaches, they will, you know, they'll take the heat when the heat is... the heat's on a little bit. And I, you know, Coach Rock came on here and off a tough, tough loss. And he's just matter of fact. He told me Thursday he had a sorry week of practice. And, you know, it just showed on the field last night. And I guarantee you they'll play better against Camden this week. How much you want to bet on that?
That they will play better? I'll bet a lot of money.
Yeah, just everything you got. That they'll come out and play a lot better. The intensity will be there. The focus will be there. And, you know, maybe this is something that needed to happen for that football team as they get ready to go into the playoffs, because they have a team that can go far in the playoffs because they play good defense, and offensively they can run the football. So that's a recipe in the playoffs for success, and maybe this is a wake-up call for them.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Coconut Kev's, and Brunswick Country Club. Brunswick Country Club, golf season starting to head out, y'all. Y'all need to get in there. Get your tee time scheduled. I need to get on the golf course, Kip.
You better buy a lot of balls. I mean, Target's got some pretty good deals on balls right now, golf balls. You can go out there and probably get a lot, because you look like the type that might lose a few golf balls.
I feel like you're attacking my golf game right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm attacking it. You want honesty and transparency, right? Yeah, I'm attacking your golf game.
That's fair.
Okay. I'm just saying. Big games today in college football. Alabama-Tennessee, that used to be a big, big rivalry game, but Tennessee has lost 10 straight to Alabama. And Butch Jones, you hear rumors out of Knoxville that Butch Jones could be fired as early as tomorrow morning.
I think if they get blown out by Alabama, it's certainly going to be in the conversation.
I mean, Tennessee was picked to win the SEC last year and came up short. And they've got quarterback issues, and they're going to Alabama. And that's a place you don't go, Tuscaloosa, if you've got some quarterback issues. You don't roll into Alabama with quarterback issues. That's a recipe for disaster.
So what I want to do for you now, in case you missed it earlier, we're going to play our Greenscapes Landscape and Design
Coach Pender
Sound
this.
Of the Week. Again, if you missed it earlier, this is Mike Leach, the Washington State head coach, after losing to Arizona State, being upset by Arizona State last week.
Mike, what were they doing that allowed them to get 7 sacks of Luke?
Well, I respectfully decline to answer that at the risk of getting a public reprimand or fine. So any questions about them, I really don't plan to answer.
Fourth quarters against ASU and UCLA, you really like a change out, I think, is easily possible.
Again, I respectfully decline to answer the question on the grounds that I may get a public reprimand or get fined.
What kind of adjustments did your defense make in terms of ASU operating out of the Wildcat formation, especially after the big run by Balazs?
Again, I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I might get fined or publicly reprimanded.
Coach, I'll probably get the same answer here, but what did Graham have to say afterward?
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
That's awesome. That's up there.
That's good. Coach Pender just in the studio, and we'll get him on in the next segment. But that was one of Coach Pender's coaches that when he's at Valdosta State, one of the guys he learned under. And that's his offensive coordinator, so I'm sure he has some good insight to why Coach Leach answers questions with the press the way he does.
Yeah, we're going to get an answer next segment as far as exactly how the tiebreaker works with Glenn Academy's loss to Richmond Hill 12-7 Friday night. So basically what you have now is Richmond Hill has the inside track of winning the region. So if Richmond Hill wins out, they're region champs, bottom line, end of story. However, if Brunswick High goes to Richmond Hill next week and they take down the Wildcats, it creates a three-way tie between Brunswick High, Glenn Academy, and Richmond Hill. And so, to my knowledge, and I'll ask Coach Pender next segment when he comes on, to my knowledge, the tiebreaker comes down to point differential between the three teams that are tied. And so, with that being said, if Brunswick goes to Richmond Hill and beats the Wildcats by 14 points or more, the way I understand it, Brunswick wins the region and is the number one seed. So I'll ask Coach Pender when he comes on next segment how accurate that is. But I'm assuming it's pretty accurate. It did come out of my mouth. So,
yeah, we know how accurate you are. Just refer back to your college football predictions every week.
I'm killing you.
You're really, really accurate. I can tell you that.
I'm killing you.
Mm-mm.
I want to talk a little bit more about my golf game, but we don't have time for me to go into detail about how good I am.
Here, let's talk about your golf game real quick. You ready for me to comment?
Go ahead. Do you have time? Oh, you're not going
to
say anything. Oh, see, I see what you did.
There's nothing to be
yeah.
said
oh,
about
I
your golf
you,
game.
Yeah, I see what you
it's
did
It's not
there.
Worth mentioning.
Oh.
But let's talk a little baseball playoffs real quick. We got a World Series coming up. You've got the Dodgers who've been jumped into World Series for the first time since 1988. Beat the Cubs 11-1. And you had that in your weekend review. How do you get beat 11-1?
I don't know. I understand getting beaten 11-1 in a game somewhere in the series, but I don't understand getting beat 11-1 in an elimination game when everything's on the line and you have to win to keep playing. I understand losing that game, but 11-1 to me looks like you just mailed it in.
They just met a guy hits three home runs against you, and you know, granted, Kershaw is on the mound for the Dodgers, and that was a tough row to hoe for the Cubs. But 11-1,
and then, I respectfully declined to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
Joe Madden probably could take a page out of Mike Leach's playbook on the press how to handle the press conference.
If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490. The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kev's. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Just when it looked like the Terriers had taken control of the region, they get upended by Richmond Hill 12-7. The loss drops the Terriers to second in the region. Meanwhile, Brunswick wins in a shootout over Effingham 49-28. Brunswick can pull themselves into a three-way tie for first in the region with a win over Richmond Hill next week. MCA is officially eliminated from the playoffs, losing 21-14 to Calvary Day. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
I want to say joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, but that's no longer the case. And then I want to say joining us via the Pristine Water landline, but he's actually in studio, so none of those apply. Huh. So we'll just say joining us in studio is the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, Coach, so let's talk about your Brunswick High Pirates coming off the Glenn Academy loss. Let's talk about your week of practice leading into the Effingham game. What was the kids' overall attitude and just the atmosphere of practice?
Well, after the loss, it was very important for us to come on. You know, we took that loss and we said it was a learning opportunity, stay strong. And we tried to talk about the character aspects of, you know, after a loss like that, when emotions run high, how do you respond? You know, you see that the old Rocky Balboa saying, it's not hard, how hard do you get hit? But what do you do after you get hit? You know, do you get back up or do you just lay there? So we kind of had that speech with our kids and after that game, and we're trying to get our kids motivated and going, because a lot of times the game after that game is a game where you're looking for upsets. You know, you have, you either too high of the, which would happen to Glenn, because, you know, Glenn came out flat versus Richmond Hill, and that was a very good team, and they ended up just on the wrong end of the stick there. And then we started off slow, and then during the week, I'm talking about preparation with practice. On Monday and Tuesday, we're still licking our wounds, feeling sorry for ourselves. But Wednesday, by the time we got to Wednesday, we were turning around. We had a little more pep in our step. We started moving well. We had a good practice on Thursday morning, and we just were able to carry that through to Friday.
Coach, we had so many guys injured at the start of the week. I mean, you patched together a defense last night to put on the football field. Quarterback Stevens walked around the walking boot. He had a walking boot on and with his uniform on last night as you getting ready to go through the pregame, going to the locker room, because I saw that firsthand. Kudos to you and your staff for getting this team ready to play. Wasn't the prettiest win in the world, but a win's a win.
Let's talk about toughness for a minute with Jamarius Stevens. I mean, we got guys on our team with high ankle sprains, and they have played very, very limited throughout, because they just can't, you know, the pain of it. Jamarius Stevens said he said he has to play. He has to get it done, and he did everything in his power. We're talking about treatment on Saturday, on Sunday. Every day he gets up in the morning. We get there before school. He's having treatment. He's working, and then at the same time he's staying mentally prepared by watching the film and getting ready. You know, he couldn't even walk on it on Tuesday last week, and Wednesday we taped him up, and he had a decent practice. It wasn't real mobile. We weren't going to use very many quarterback runs. And then Friday, he just gutted it out. And when he had to run it, he ran it. And he did a good job. And then, of course, he did his rekeys a lot better this week, being mentally focused. But way to bounce back. And that says a lot about that kid's mental toughness.
This segment brought to you by the Strike Zone, Pristine Water, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, Moondoggies Pizza, of course, the home of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. And Pristine Water does more than just service your pool. They'll also handle all your business coffee needs and your water needs as well. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. There, that's all out of the way. Now we can move on. Okay, Coach, so the inevitable question of tiebreakers. So the way that I understand it, which is probably right, the way I understand it is if the three teams, Richmond Hill, Glenn Academy, Brunswick High, all finish with one loss in the region, it goes to point differential, and it goes by the point differential being whoever won by the most points between the three teams. So essentially, if Brunswick High beats Richmond Hill by 14 points or more next week, then all three teams, if they finish with one loss, are co-champs, and then Brunswick High would end up with a one seed. Sort this out for me.
I believe so. You know, I believe that's correct. We'll make sure. There's a couple things that I have to go back and look at. I haven't had a chance to, because right now my number one priority is to beat Richmond Hill, regardless whatever else happens. But with this scenario, if you are correct, which I'm thinking you are, but it could be the point differential in all games played as well, up to 28 points. If it's more than 28 points, it doesn't count. It's right at 28 points is the mark. So if you if you took the Bradwell game, for example, you know, it's only a 28-point deal. That's one of the reasons we're really trying to hope to hold on to a 28-point lead versus versus Effingham, but you know they broke that long run at the end of the game through our, I'll say, our patched up defense.
Coach, a couple of players last night, and I'm going to talk about the unsung hero first, and then we'll talk about Jalen Jackson after that. Jagarian Marcus, Coach. I love the kid. We put him out there on special teams, and he's going down knocking people's head off. He's recovering maybe two onside kicks for you, or a couple last night. He's playing linebacker, defensive line, wherever you need him to play. It seems like he makes a play. And then Jalen Jackson, school record, 100-yard pick six, and he had two or three, had two picks, and then had a third callback for a penalty.
Jagarian Marcus, he is Brunswick. And this is what I mean by that. When we're talking about taking this game, I mean, taking the job here and stuff like this, the one thing that you knew about Brunswick football, and the people of Brunswick, they're blue-collar workers, hard workers. And that's what this kid is. He's the definition of Brunswick. So he did a phenomenal job. I really, really enjoyed the way he's performing and the way he's done for our team and the way he's come through.
We'd like to thank the Brunswick High head coach, Sean Pinder, for joining us here in studio, talking a little Brunswick High football. And, Coach, really quick, we've got about like 30 seconds to finish this last question. I know that you do a multitude of different sports shows on Saturday mornings. This is your favorite, isn't it?
Oh, I love this show. This is fun. I like to come in the studio. I don't get to come in the studio as much. And definitely joining you guys and listening to y'all guys fight back and forth in Vickers is always fun as well.
Kip's just jealous because my golf game's better than his. That's bottom line. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, so joining us here in studio was the Brunswick High head coach, Sean Pinder, whose team now has new life in the region and the opportunity to possibly end up with a number one seed and be named a co-champ if they can go to Richmond Hill next week and knock off the Wildcats. That will be the scenario. Possibly a one seed if they win by 14 points or more is the way I understand it. So that region just completely up for grabs. Now, of course, now Richmond Hill, don't forget, still has the inside track. If Richmond Hill wins out, they're region champs. And then Glenn would be a two and Brunswick a three.
We're in the playoffs, Pirate.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.